This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide. Welcome to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and today we're going to cover a very, very important topic. You could call it the new silent killer. And what it is, well, you know, we look at statistics of what makes Americans sick and what makes Americans die. High up on that list are adverse drug interactions. It's quite surprising because, well, you know, we know the big killers, cancer, heart disease, stroke, but right up there, in fact, the fourth leading cause of death in the United States, adverse drug interactions. And today we're going to talk to someone who's knows a lot about it, wants to do something about it. He's Robert Baker. And Robert Baker is the founder of MyRx Profile. We're going to find out what that's about in just a moment. He's been a pharmacist in the New York metropolitan area for over 30 years, so he's got lots of experience in scoping out adverse drug interactions. And he's been a partner in the Thriftway Pharmacy chain for the last 25 years. Thriftway Pharmacy, in case you didn't know, back in the 90s, it was the number one independent pharmacy chain in the New York metro area. And so now he's turning his attention to the issue of adverse drug interactions. So, Robert, it's a pleasure having you on Intelligent Medicine. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
That's my pleasure. So, give us an idea of the scope of the problem. And there's a word for it. It's called polypharmacy, right?
Well, yes, polypharmacy. There's a few problems. And over the years, my experience in New York, especially New York retail, is that people were taking medication like their M&Ms. And they would just pop anything. They didn't care. They didn't know. They weren't advised about it. And people were getting sick. And I saw it firsthand. Mm-hmm. And also, a tremendous problem today was the self-medication. People are self-medicating because they didn't want to go to a doctor. They don't have the money. They don't have the time. And they would have heart disease, kidney problems, cancer. And they would just walk into a drugstore and take things off the shelf. And they would get sick. And some people died.
And so here we're talking about over-the-counter stuff. So what this suggests is that, you know, yeah, we're prescription medications, very strong, powerful medications. They need to be taken judiciously. But you're saying that you can even do yourself irrevocable harm by buying an over-the-counter remedy, especially if you're taking another drug simultaneously.
Yes, absolutely. That to me is even the right now, it's a medical crisis. It's 100,000 people a year over are dying from adverse drug reactions. 100,000. And like you said, it's the fourth leading cause of death in the country. But there are 2 million people going to emergency rooms for adverse drug reactions. 2 million. And it's a terrible crisis that we have now that people overlook. Now, when I was in the pharmacy business, you know, people would ask me, Robert, what can we, you know, I need to go to a doctor. I don't know all the medications I'm taking. Can you give me a list or a printout? And they would also ask me for drug interactions between the over-the-counter and their prescription drugs. So most of the time they never knew what they could take and what combinations would work. And then they would ask for drug information just to know about the dosage of the thing. Because they don't remember. Pharmacists don't have the time. They didn't understand the information they were receiving. So these three things led me to this app. And it took about 3 years to develop. But these are the things that people need. They need something to have on hand, on the go, to check drug interactions.
Okay, so this is an app, and in this day and age, apps are really revolutionizing the way that we can conveniently access information because, you know, it's great to have a knowledgeable pharmacist. You know, you go to the pharmacist, and the pharmacist with deep knowledge of the issue, or perhaps a physician, can tell you, hey, you know, that's a really bad idea to take this along with that. That you shouldn't do that. But that's based on memory, or maybe you know, somewhere you can look it up.
Right.
But you know, the average person in the public doesn't have the knowledge or the skills to do this. So in this app, you've actually created a database where you can cross-check medications. You can enter drug A and then drug B, and then find out if there's potential interactions.
Right. Well, the way this app works, which is very interesting, it's OCR recognition, word recognition. When you go to the pharmacy and you get the pharmacist gives you a prescription bottle, and you scan the drug name, say Valium or Xanax, and you scan it, the word, it'll bring up the drug by recognition. If you want to scan over-the-counter items, you just go to the over-the-counter item, Tylenol, and scan the barcode.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll tell you right there and then if there's an interaction, right on the go.
Because you may not know, there's like the secret ingredient in there is something
that's
26 letters long, and you have no idea what that means.
And have no idea.
Yeah.
And there's another thing in the app that we added, which is phenomenal, is there's like ingredients. I don't know if you know that the number one cause of liver damage today is acetaminophen.
Yeah, that's i.e. Tylenol, the main ingredient in Tylenol, right.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Acetaminophen, which is right. And there's 600 items. This is hard to believe.
Right.
600 items that have acetaminophen over-the-counter and the drug prescription. There's 600 items with that.
So in other words, you could say, I mean, you could be, and a lot of people are aware of this, that it's really a bad idea to take lots of Tylenol on an empty stomach, say if you have the flu and you're miserable. So they avoid taking outright Tylenol or generic acetaminophen. But then they're taking all these over-the-counter combo meds, this flu remedy, that cough remedy, blah, 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 and aches and pains, whatever. And those, among the ingredients, acetaminophen. And so unless you're a close label reader, you're not going to know that.
Right, of course. You'll never know that. And the problem is, they'll never know, because most things have Tylenol. All cold, cough, stomach, females get cramps. They all have Tylenol. And it's all part. Most of the over-the-counter items have basically 4, 5, 6 ingredients, but different marketing companies or different companies make it. And they just package it differently. And it's the advertising. They all have the same. So with this app, if you have this makes profiles, the app. It gives you a profile of all the drugs you're taking. So once you have your profile, it'll tell you that there's like drugs, like ingredients in this profile. It'll give you, you'll see it right on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have three items with acetaminophen, it'll tell you three ingredients. So you'll know to caution yourself to be careful not to take all this acetaminophen.
So that's an alert because... I think most people by now, I think I'm hoping that most people are aware that you probably, when you're sick, you should probably not take more than 4 or 6 Tylenols in a day. And especially if you're not eating, it poses a risk. What's the threshold for developing liver damage when you're taking Tylenol? I mean, how little can you take and still have problems?
I think they just lowered it. I mean, you might know better than me, but I think it's 3,250 milligrams a day, the max.
Mm-hmm.
I think it used to be higher, and they lower that, which is to me is high. But they don't make these guidelines. But that's a lot of Tylenol. And I know a lot of people. They have Excedrin. My wife takes Excedrin all the time for migraines, and then she'll take something for a cold at the same time. And they'll take.
I didn't know that Excedrin has Tylenol in it. It does.
Yes.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
okay. I thought it was aspirin with caffeine, but it also has a little Tylenol thrown in. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So this is what's happening. This is what's happening. Nobody knows. This is the crisis. Nobody knows, and people are dying from this. You know, we don't know, if pancreatic cancer on the increase is because of medication. No one knows. Or more kidney problems or more cancers because of all the over-the-counter items and drugs we're taking. So this is, I speak to my app developer, and he says to me, Robert, I take these things all the time for allergies and the cold. Mm-hmm. They all have Tylenol, acetaminophen in it. So this app will. No one has that. This app will tell you all the like ingredients in your profile.
So give us an example from your experience in pharmacy and in developing the app. You know, what are some of the types of problems that can develop? What are some particularly wicked combos that people are sometimes susceptible to taking simultaneously, inadvertently? You know, they may be taking this and then they take that, and then creates a havoc.
Well, one of the biggest ones, I'm sure you know very well, is a lot of people. I had stores in older areas, older people in Trump Village. I had a store, And a lot of people take Coumadin, warfarin.
Okay, right.
They have blood thinners, and I know you know very well.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't believe how many people walk over to the counter and take an aspirin, Naprosyn, and so dangerous. And they don't realize, and that's a very, very common interaction. You know, even they'll take something for the cramps and has Midol, might have aspirin in it, and they'll take it. And even Tylenol can affect that, they're finding out, with the warfarin, the blood thinners. So that's a tremendous interaction that we see a lot of. We also see, you know, one that people wouldn't realize is people have high blood pressure. And they'll come in, they're taking medication, they'll take an antacid. Mm-hmm. How common is that? Mm-hmm. And the antacid will be loaded with sodium.
Oh, okay.
So right away, they're taking something, their pressure goes up. Because it's loaded with sodium, some of them. Not all of them, but some of them. So we see a lot of that. Now, other ones is you see a lot of NyQuil. Mm-hmm. You know, NyQuil is 20 proof.
Right.
It's 10% alcohol.
Yeah.
People
That's why sometimes people kind of welcome it. You know, it's like, I've got a flu, but at least I get to take a bottle of NyQuil.
Right. And now they have the PM, the one you fall asleep with. So you have the NyQuil and the Benadryl, and then now they're knocked out. Yeah. Well, it used to sell off the shelves like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But the point is that people are walking in and take it. And even antidepressants with warfarin, you know, affect, you know, that's one of the interactions. But over the counter would be the Advils, the Aleves, the pain relievers, which is very common. And then the alcohol, you know, if you're taking, a lot of people taking Xanax, Valium, you know, there's a high percentage of people taking these things to sleep, to nerves, anxiety, and they're taking alcohol. They're taking these NyQuils, and some of the other ones have alcohol in it.
So you can actually get like respiratory depression, you know, which is, can lead to ultimately to death, you know, if you...
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, if you're taking opiates and you take a Percodan or a Percocet and you start taking NyQuil... You got a disaster waiting to happen.
Yeah, and I think
you know that.
People are looking for
that
quick fix because they're in distress, and it's easily accessible. And I guess that's where, you know, at least when doctors prescribe medications, they should be cognizant of which medications patients are taking. Sometimes they're not, but with electronic databases, it gets a little easier to keep track of all the different medications people are taking. Maybe they go to a gastro. And then they go to a psychiatrist, and then they go to
another cardiologist. You're right. That's another tremendous problem. Is like some of the systems will interact with you, but some people pay cash, and some people, you know, the high deductibles today, people are paying cash for for things. So they don't meet the deductibles. They don't even put it in the system.
Right.
So if you go to a doctor for arthritis or the heart doctor, low dose aspirin and arthritis, they give you, some kind of drug. They're similar.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get sick, and it just hurts your stomach, and you get bleeding, gastric bleeding. All these different things are dangerous. It's like polypharmacy, going to different doctors, going to different pharmacies. So that's, years ago, people would go for the opioids, and now they're tracking it much stricter now because it's federally being tracked. But they would go from pharmacy to pharmacy to get different drugs because there was no tracking of it.
Pharmacy shopping, but no, they try
pharmacy,
to keep it straight.
Do you
account for herbal products or natural products? Because I know that there's a lot of controversy about the potential for some things to interfere with medication. We're all for natural products, but you got to be careful and judicious.
Right now we don't have it in the system. We do have some food like alcohol and some other stuff in the system, basic foods, but we don't have the herbal stuff yet. Not yet.
Yeah, that'd be helpful because, as you know, it's becoming a growing segment of, even conventional mainstream pharmacies, not necessarily, holistic pharmacies, have a lot of these natural products. And an example of which might be, taking vitamin K with your warfarin or Coumadin, which might neutralize the Coumadin.
Right.
So
absolutely.
That could be problematic. So let's take a look at another. You know, we've kind of run down the story on Tylenol. Tylenol can cause irreversible liver failure with as little as from what I understand, 6 pills a day. And you may be not even cognizant of that when you're taking 3 different cold or flu remedies, and maybe you take a couple of Tylenols, you think that's not very much, but when you add all those things together, you're getting a lot of acetaminophen. But let's take a look at another category of medication that, you know, really accessible, and people take these like candy, like M&Ms, as you say, which are the NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs. You give us the scope of some of the problems associated with them.
Well, it's the aspirins, the Advil, is the problem of bleeding, GI bleeding. Mm-hmm. People are taking that, they have stomach problems, they have the blood thinner problems, and it's a problem with the bleeding. People take it, and they get ulcers, and they get duodenal, peptical, you know, it's just the ulcers they're getting from it is terrible, and this is one of the problems I've seen over the years, is people taking these over-the-counter, there's four of them, there's Naprosyn, Advil, aspirin, and Motrin, I think it is, mm-hmm. And those are the ones that people just pop them. You know, the statistics that people take 30% of the items are from those, you know, pills, from the painkillers and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So that's a big problem.
Also, the potential for them to increase the risk for kidney problems.
Yes.
You know, they don't work so much on the liver. They work on the kidneys to some extent. And also, paradoxically, while they're blood thinners, they can cause bleeding ulcers, they seem to somewhat increase the risk of cardiovascular disease. So you have it. I mean, it's a concern.
Right. So this is definitely a big concern. And, you know, I've had young people in the stores. I had I remember a girl many years ago. She would come in and she would take aspirin every day. Mm-hmm. And she ended up getting a gastric ulcer from it. And the doctor said, stop with these pills, and she was young, it was many years ago, but you know, I know people that take these every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
I had a patient who came to see me a few years back, and she was I would say about a 70-year-old woman, very sort of, you know, upper middle class lady, who was on dialysis. And I said, you know, she wanted help with, you know, what type of supplements to take while on dialysis, which is something that I do. And I said, gee, how did you end up on dialysis? Did you have hypertension and or diabetes? Did you have some inflammatory condition of your kidneys, some autoimmune disease, glomerulonephritis, you know, the usual pathway to loss of kidney function? She said, no, I simply took four Advils a day past, I did it for like 10 years. And I realized, you know, something was wrong. I went to the doctor. He said, your kidneys are shot. And she had progressive loss of kidney function to the point where she had to go on dialysis. From that alone, it wasn't anything but moderate use, maybe a little, you know, too steady use of, an over-the-counter medication. This did her kidneys.
Right. Yeah. And also these, they also cause, you shouldn't take them with high blood pressure medication.
Exactly.
Because they have a tendency to cause the pressure to go up.
Yes.
So that's another issue that people don't realize. I mean, we're talking about this, and you can realize people walk into a drugstore and just go into the front, taking something off and leaving and have no clue of what they're taking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you go to Europe and these other countries, they don't have these big Walgreens and CVS's and all these drugstores. There's like, you know, 50,000 drugstores there. Mm-hmm. And people just take it in like it's, you know, they're self-medicating.
Yeah.
So that's it's a huge problem. Huge. And people, and I'm trying to get it out there that this can save lives and make people aware that this is just as big as diabetes and AIDS and, you know, and all the, it's a fourth leading cause of death.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty big.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we put a lot of emphasis on, you know, run for the cure, walk for the cure, breast cancer.
Right.
When you look at the statistics, I mean, breast cancer is terrifying because it strikes women sometimes when they're very young, and it can be life-threatening, and, you know, a 50-year-old woman can die of breast cancer, which is horrible. But, you know, on the list of things that kill you, it's way down the list compared to adverse drug reactions, which are number four.
Exactly. So that's the idea. You're exactly right. And that's what we have to talk about, and get people to understand what's going on and make them aware. You just can't take these medications like they're M&Ms.
Exactly.
You can't do it anymore.
Okay,
so that's really
important. So that frames the discussion for part two. In part two, I'd like to take up, you know, specifically what it is that your app offers. The app is called, let's see, I don't have it handy here. It's called
MyRx Profile.
MyRx Profile, and you can download it from the usual sources from Android or from Apple. The Apple Store.
Right.
And we'll get into specifically what you can do with it when we return. Today we're talking to Robert Baker, who's a pharmacist and an innovator, is the impetus behind MyRxProfile.com. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.